News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
Well, A Better Life for Livy is a fundraising campaign to raise €2 million for urgent medical treatment for 10-month-old Olivia Mulhern, who was diagnosed with type 1 spinal muscular condition. And Olivia's mother, Karen Mulhern, joins us this morning. Karen, how did you feel when you got Olivia's diagnosis?
Oh, just utterly devastated. I think when we were called in, we thought something like she might have a delay with her motor skills or something. But I kind of had my suspicions then when they were doing first, and when they started to describe this condition that I'd never even heard of, I just was of so many horrible things going through my mind, and they were saying some very hard things to hear. So it was just devastating, yeah.
Can you just describe the condition? How does it affect Olivia?
Yeah, so it's spinal muscular atrophy type 1, and it affects all Olivia's muscles. So muscles that you use in your arms for like lifting your arm up or lifting her head up, for standing, for sitting, for her breathing and swallowing are all affected because this vital gene she actually doesn't have in her system, so which is necessary to kind of send signals to your muscles to do stuff. So without that gene and without that protein that's sent from it, the signals aren't going to the muscles, and then the muscles are just wasting away effectively.
I know you were looking at various different treatment options for Olivia, Karen. What is that treatment and where is it based?
Yeah, so we are looking into a treatment which is in the States. It's called Zolgensma, and it's a gene therapy. It's a one-off treatment, and it looks to replace the missing gene that Livy doesn't have. And with that missing gene, what she has, that it like produces protein, as I said, that's necessary to get all the muscles moving. And some families that have travelled to the States to get this treatment have seen incredible results, like children that were choking on their food are now swallowing again, and children that couldn't sit up are sitting up, or children that couldn't walk are standing now and taking their first steps, which was incredible.
Now, I know you've been campaigning to try and raise funds, and many of our listeners as well will be aware of the Do It For Dan campaign, but I understand that you received a really generous donation from them recently.
Yeah, it's just incredible because, like, I mean, even before we started fundraising, we've heard about the Do It For Dan and, you know, all, you know, the awareness it brought with that. And Ashley herself, being a mum with a child that has SMA, has been a great support, like giving advice and, you know, just over the phone support. And basically, yeah, unfortunately, it's devastating. Dan can't receive this treatment in the States, and I can't believe it. Like, it's such an emotional and like difficult time for them, and they just took that aside and, you know, donated, pledged to pay €1 million towards the cost of Livy's treatment, which is just incredible. It just shows what incredible people they are to do that in such a, like, I suppose, a devastating time for them.
Do you still have more funds to raise aside from this donation?
Yeah, so I think so the cost of the drug is €2 million, and I think we're just about 400,000 short of reaching that target. So we're nearly there. That's the thing, we're nearly there. And as I said, with that €1 million pledge, like, that's really given us a fighting chance to get to reach the target of this treatment.
Okay, well, look, hopefully you will be able to make up the amount of money that's still required. And again, an incredible gesture by the Do It For Dan campaign and his parents to you as well. We'll leave it there. Karen Mulhern, who is Olivia's mum, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.